Think accordion and you might picture the Lawrence Welk show or Men in Lederhosen. But now a young band from the Cleveland area is building a following with their squeeze boxes. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WCPN's David C. Barnett reports.
Jake Cowie adjusts the bandana that surrounds his shoulder-length hair. As he straps an accordion to his chest, Cowie admits that his band is going against the grain, and that's just fine by him.
Everybody and their brother gets an electric guitar and starts a garage band. Everybody and their brother doesn't start a polka band anymore.
Cowie and his bandmates step onto the stage of the Hofbrauhaus, a big-box beer hall in downtown Cleveland, and they know what the crowd wants to hear.
If you're from Cleveland, this song is in your blood.
In heaven, there is no beer.
No beer.
The Chardon Polka Band is a quintet of 20-somethings from Chardon, Ohio, east of Cleveland. They play venues ranging from senior centers to hip music clubs, sharing their love of a musical form first championed by another Northeast Ohio band nearly seven decades ago.
And when we're gone from here, all our friends will be drinking all our beer.
That's Clevelander Frankie Yankovic, who in the 1940s had a string of hit songs that sold millions nationally. It may be hard for some modern listeners to relate to a time when polka music topped the pop charts. But biographer Bob Dolgan says you have to understand the cultural context of the years following World War II.
It was a more ethnic country. I mean, there were still a lot of Slovenians, Polish, Czechs around, you know, just first generation from Europe. And it was still a more receptive time to that kind of music.
But a few years later came the invasion of rock and roll, and polka just wasn't cool anymore. It would take another generation for an accordion to reappear in the top 40. That's when Jake Cowie says a different Yankovic changed his life.
I got on the accordion when I was like 14 years old. I saw it on TV, saw Weird Al Yankovic playing on TV.
Ooh, my little hungry one, hungry one.
The frizzy-haired musical satirist is a role model for the Chardon Polka Band, whose members are an assortment of musical refugees. Joe Dahlhausen is a former heavy metal drummer. Sax player Emily Burke comes from a background in classical music. And soon, they'll be telling their story on national TV. This spring, the band will be starring in their own reality television series called Polka Kings, which was shot in town and on the road this past summer.
Look, we gotta show these people that we rock. We can bring it.
Denver-based producer Scott Feely says, in a video world saturated with pawn shop shows and battling housewives, polka offers a chance to try something new.
We wanted to find kind of a younger, hipper band that was kind of adding a little edge, a little attitude to the music.
Many of the Chardon Polka Band's fans weren't exactly raised with a passion for polka.
I always heard polka music that would recognize the songs, but it wasn't like they were being played on a record player. I grew up listening to Pink Floyd. So.
But 29-year-old Deanna Domino Serpotowski and her husband Jeff love the polka revival. Jeff thinks that it may be a case of the new generation rebelling against the rock and roll of their baby boomer parents.
To kids today, polka, you know, is new and it is different and it's just fun.
And it's a music that those kids and their grandparents can sing together.
Who stole the Kishka? Who stole the Kishka? Who stole the Kishka? Won't you bring it back?
For Here and Now, I'm David C. Barnett in Cleveland.